Hello, everybody. We are here. I'm Stacy. We are here. I'm just getting all set up here. Swipe left to see the comments. See who's here. Hello. Look. Oh my gosh. Allison, I love you. How are your nails looking? Hello. Oh my goodness. Hi, Javon. I'm going to let everybody kind of come on, see who's available live. I know we'll take those off. I know we'll get a lot of replays because of the time of day and the fact that it is Friday. But you know, I have been ruminating on this for a long time, on how I want to speak up like the other infinite universe, Allison. Hey, you're here. Good job. Thank you. I'm glad that you guys could make it. Thank you for my, thank you. I do have a new wall color. I think the last time I was in the public group, it was the dark blue, and I woke up one day and just wanted to change it. It's been dark blue for that royal blue, which I love and I still love. But it just needed a shift up. Every once in a while, you got to shift up your world, right? See what you can mess around with. And I'm going to go higher there. And since lots of things in our world seems to be messed up crazy, I could feel that urge in myself to be a little bit more vocal about what it's like to be a spiritual person. Hi, Mary. To be a spiritual person, to be a spiritual thinker, spiritual being in the midst of all of the turmoil. You know, right now, of course, my heart goes out to, my heart goes out to Texas, really, you know, to Houston, to Galveston, to all of the areas that Harvey has hit. I've been crying for days, like just out of the blue, all of a sudden tears will come to my eyes. I think the count in Nepal and Bangladesh right now, they're having extreme flooding as well. So, you know, at the last count, I think there was about 1,200 people reported dead over in Nepal and Bangladesh. Of course, most of our news here in the United States has been around Texas, but there are catastrophes happening around the world at a more rapid pace, which of course we are all as impasse feeling. We add that to, for those of us who are in the United States, and I know that there are things going on in the UK as well that are crazy around the world politically, socially, all of the things that we have been noticing but not necessarily been wanting to do anything about are getting to that tipping point where we can no longer ignore it. In so many ways. I mean, even if we just go at a spiritual place, you guys, we feel it all. Natural and man-made catastrophes. Oh my gosh, yes, right? And I know on so many levels, you know, I think, and I'm trying to find where I wrote this down, but the other day, you know, I was watching Marianne Williamson speak, and she was really talking about this place where we can actually, we feel, hi Amy Jo, we can feel as impasse, as intuitives, as anyone who's on this path of self-awareness. We actually feel at a very personal level things that the collective consciousness are going through. So how do we get through this, right? We on one end are training ourselves to be of a higher vibration, and at the other end we're in anger and we're in, you know, shock and we're in pain every single freaking day. You know, here in the United States, it's like every day something that you thought would not be possible happens over and over and over again. And after a while, hi Linda, after a while, it's like your heart becomes bruised, and staying in that high vibe, you know, arena starts to feel incongruent with what's going on in your heart and your soul. So today I want to start off, this will be a series of master chats, and they're not going to be super long things, but I want to just get some of these things that I am thinking about that I am being impacted by out, and let's start a different dialogue. Let's start a dialogue about what being an activist really looks like in this day and age. And I want to start this conversation off by talking about duty. Not duty, duty, D-U-T-Y. So, and actually, they could be interchangeable. It's interesting that one of the main things that I have noticed as a theme going on is a lot of blame and a lot of shame for those who are choosing to speak out differently or who are choosing not to speak out. And for those that are placing the shame and the blame, do you know what they're calling it? This is your sacred duty to speak up. This is your sacred duty. This is your, why you're here is to be, you know, this spiritual activist and stand up for everything that's wrong in the world. Doodle. Right, exactly, Allison. And so I'm going to say, stop saying that. And stop taking out on the guilt and shame when somebody tells you what your duty is. Listen, you don't have a duty. You are an amazing spiritual human being. And when we put that onus on someone else and say, hey, if you're not reacting just like this, you're not doing your sacred duty. It's not up to anyone else to tell you what your duty is. Let's talk about this. Each of us has been placed on this planet, and we get to be in choice. And maybe we're all asked to make a widget. Right? We're all asked to make a widget. Well, you don't have to make a widget. You can go your entire life without making one stupid widget. But let's say we choose to make a widget. Each of us would step up and make a different widget for a different machine that serves a different function. Not a single one of us would come down and make the exact same widget that would do the exact same thing. It is not our duty to make the widget to fix world hunger, but it might be your right, and it might be your calling, and it might be your choice. It might even be your pleasure, but it is no one else's duty to look at you and go, hey, if you're not making my widget my way, if you're not responding to this catastrophe this way, if you're not speaking up this way, if you're not using your platform this way, if you're not angry about the environment, right? If you're not sending messages to your senators, whatever it is that they feel your sacred duty is, if you're not responding in the way that they're responding, then we start to go back and say, what is wrong with you? You're clearly not a spiritual being. And we have to stop doing that to each other. We have to start expecting other people to respond in the same way we are responding. Yes, Mary, control, control, control. Exactly, Allison, projection instead of invitation. right? If there is something that you are doing that is important to you, then let that be your thing. Invite others to join you or not to join you, and don't judge them if they choose not to. Because part of what we're being asked to do is, as spiritual beings, is to, you know, potentially live by example, potentially not. But 100% of the time, it's to listen to your own heart and respond in the way that your heart wants to respond. We have these layers of judgment and guilt that we're placing upon each other in the spiritual community, in the community at large, and especially in the communities of activism. You know, I've had many conversations with people where we have very different views of how to fix the same exact problem. And what happens is we start to judge each other for not having the same exact solution. There will never be two widgets that are exactly the same unless they're machine made. We are beautiful spiritual beings. Exactly, Allison. Spiritual shame has got to end, because for us to actually step up as activists, for us to actually step up to create a change in the world, to be okay with what's happening or to not be okay with what is happening, then we need to come forward and do it in a way that is in 100% alignment with who we are. And to be in choice with it and versus being forced into it. Because you know what happens is when we're forced into it, when we're forced into doing the collective consciousness response, we're not actually shifting the collective consciousness at all. When we take the time to get quiet with ourselves and decide what is true for you, and we put that into the world and we invite others to join us instead of saying your way is wrong, do it my way, then we are actually being spiritual activists. I don't believe that a truly spiritual person would look at you in the eye and say this is your duty, and if you're not doing it, you are failing as a human being and as a spiritual seeker. Right? Our first step in becoming a spiritual activist is actually just embracing that there are many different ways. We talk about diversity. There is diversity in the approach to how we are changing the world. I am so blessed to have people in my world who will only be meditating through this shift. And I am blessed to have in my world people that are marching, people that are making signs and holding them up. Neither approach is better than the other. They're just their responses and their approaches. I read an article on Twitter the other day that said, hey, if you're not using Twitter, if you're only using Twitter, you're not an activist. Why? Who are you to say what activism looks like? Each and every single one of us gets to choose. We get to be in choice. And that's the beautiful part about really moving forward our consciousness, is letting go of the assumption that we all need to respond in the same exact way, in the same exact solution. Is that embracing of the diversity also involves embracing the diversity of response. Allison, if I'm on the front lines, you bet I want someone praying and holding light for me. Exactly. And Amy Jo, absolutely. I love the diversity inside this movement, right? There's so many different approaches and there's so many different ways. So please, when you hear someone looking at you and saying, this is your sacred duty, no, it's not. And I'm gonna tell you, you know, straight up, no, this is not my sacred duty, and it's not your place to tell me what my response needs to be. I am good with what I'm doing. And if you are not good with what you're doing, that's where the double shame comes into place. Because now you're having somebody saying that you should be, and you're taking on that guilt, and then there's this voice in the back of your head that goes, maybe I should be. Great. Take a deep breath. See what the mirror is there. See what it is that you're being called to do, and get into alignment with that. We're not here to do things other people's ways, because if we do things other people's ways, we are just repeating history over and over again. Over and over and over again. You are not here to be a fucking sheep. You are here as a human being, right? You are here with your own downloads and your own intuition. And yes, it is all part of the collective, right? We feel everything, but our history and our response and our own guides are the ones who help us form what our response is going to be. Allison, truth, I am so glad this is what you're saying. Yeah, I'm tired of people telling me that it's my duty to respond in a specific way, right? There is no one way to respond. And so what I'm asking you to do today is to not focus on anyone else's way, on anyone else's path, on anyone else's belief in how you should be responding. The judgment. It's the judgment. And you know, it's funny that judgment is one of the things that, as we walk the spiritual path, judgment is one of those things that we most want to release. You know, we see people out in the world saying, please don't judge me. You know, don't judge others by the color of their skin. Don't judge others by their religion. Well, let's not judge others in how they respond to crisis, in how they are responding to social economic change. Amy, I gotta put these on. So, Amy Jo says, it's a classic case for freezing and not knowing what to do or how to express. Earlier this year, I found myself frozen and silent because of this, which is not a helpful response. Actually, is a really helpful response, Amy Jo, and I'm definitely going to put that into some of our future master chats, is what happens when we get into that overwhelmed place of like, I don't know how to respond. And then when we're sitting there trying to process how we don't respond and someone is over here going, why aren't you responding? Then we put in that place of guilt and shame on ourselves and we freeze. So the more we release the judgment of how other people are responding, and the more we take in and release the judgment that other people are taking upon us, then we free ourselves to make the action or the decision or the response that's in our highest, best voice, right? I gotta put these on when I read. I know they're glary, but you know. So Mary, you said, yeah, judgment comes from fear, fear that I'm not doing it right, fear that someone else is doing it better, etc. Totally. And Amy Jo, good food for thought. I like that perspective. Yeah, you know, we have a lot of fear right now, and it's not just our fear. Remember, I started this out saying that we are taking the collective fear and making it really personal. And I have my own fears, and I'm also feeling other fears. And so, yeah, that moment of, oh shit, this is so much. And every day there is a moment where it's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't read one more thing. And then I know that instead of being in a place of judgment that other people will judge me for not doing anymore, I know that my soul needs to take a break and reconnect. And so as we talk about sacred duty and as we talk about judgment, the conversation becomes, how are you judging others for their response? And instead of judging them, can you take a breath and just listen. Just listen. Just notice where your judgment is coming up, right? How are you judging others for what they're saying, what they're not saying, what they're doing? Where are you in a place of spiritual judgment around other people's activism, right? And on the flip side, where are you feeling judged by yourself or by others? And can we observe it, what happens to our system at an energetic level when we are in the receiving end of judgment from ourselves or others? So as we lean further into what spiritual activism looks like for each of us, our first role and our first, the first place, I was going to say duty, and I'm like, no, wait, this is all about not being our duty. It's funny how the semantics come up. If we can spend a few days, a week, just observing every place that judgment is touching our heart and our soul, what would shift for you? If we released that judgment that doing something is our duty instead of our choice, our right, our privilege, our joy, right? If we release the judgment around how we are doing this, how others are doing this, if we just observed it, and in a week that judgment became less and less and less, then we're clear. Then we are able to have the space to go, okay, what is true for me and how do I want to respond next? Because when we're coming from a place of judgment of others, of ourselves, of receiving that judgment, then we're going to be in an infinite ego loop. And when we're in that infinite ego loop, we're not really present. We're not really saying what is our highest truth in this moment. So our duty is the fallacy. It's the duty that we're being placed, that we're placing on others, placing on ourselves, that is holding us back from being the most beautiful spiritual activist that you can be in this time. What are the judgments that we get to release that will enable us to respond from our heart, from an aligned place, from a place that doesn't look like reaction, doesn't look like guilt, doesn't look like, hey, this is who I am, right? From a place of, oh, this is who I am. So this is it for the first Master Chat. I want to really keep these short, half an hour or under. And I want to open this up. Of course, there are a lot of different things that I want to touch. I want to touch on the emotionality. Of course, this touches more on that infighting, but it's even further than that, infighting, that need to be right or wrong. How to release that empath energy, blessing the haters, and that is a really tough one for me. Truth seeking, and then of course the topic of overwhelm, and how do we help, and how, where do we find our place in all of this? So I'm really looking forward to diving into this, and I'm hoping that this was of service to those of you who signed on. If you have any questions or comments, please continue those going, because I do want this to be a dialogue. I do want this to be a place where you can show up and say, this is what's bothering me. You know, how do I navigate this? We are on the spiritual path together, and while we might all be, you know, building different widgets, how do we do this in the most beautiful way, right? So, thank you for being here, to each of you. I will confess that it was really scary, and it was irrationally scary to start standing up and talking about activism, to start talking about changing the world in this deeper way. And let's just continue the conversation. Let's continue speaking our truth and releasing the judgment around what that needs to look like. This is my way. Go find yours. Looking forward to seeing what you thought about today's show. Leave your comments. I'm going to log on out unless anyone has anything right now that they're furiously typing. I'm doing my best to see it all, but oh my gosh, I totally missed these. Okay, hold on. I was almost done. You're almost done. So Amy Jo, what I did instead when I froze was just to read, listen, learn, which brought me into a very grounded space to find my voice and then bring it forward from a place of understanding. Yes, and actually truth seeking is one of the best ways for us to move forward. It's amazing. And Kristen, I observe myself wanting others to be feeling the same thing. I want company, which then throws me into judgment. Breathing helps stop and listen for sure. Right. We want company, right? We want others to feel exactly the same way. We want others to be building our widget in the same way. And there are definitely others. We're all here on this path and we do want people to join us. But instead of having them join from a place of like judging them for not joining, how are we inviting them in? And that's the thing. It's like, if this becomes an invitation, if activism becomes a choice and maybe part of the purpose and becomes a right choice, privilege, right, then we get to release the judgment. We get to invite other people, right? We get to invite them from a place of not judgment, but from a place of true like inclusion. This is who I am. I'm not going to judge you if you're not building the widget exactly the same way, but here's my widget and here's what it does. And please, if this calls to you, join me. But we have to get to the place where we release the judgment around that first, so that when they don't join, we're not like, what's wrong with you? Why would you not join? Right? Why would you not fight for this in exactly the same way I fight for this? And that's that right or wrong. But if we can start releasing the duty and the judgment and the duty, the duty, the judgment and the duty, the horseshit, then we can be in a place where we really truly can start making invitations and connections from a higher place, from our higher selves. So I love you guys. I'm sorry I missed those comments as you were typing them. It happens. But thank you all for being here. We'll do another chat next week really quickly. And if you have anything specifically that you want to talk about next week, let me know. We're going to wiggle around the times until we find the right one. So thanks for being here and we'll talk to y'all later.